Clue. Long jump shot. Craig Hammer soft. Not good enough. Rebound brought down by Terry Drake. We mentioned last night, Hammer with a career-high 34 points, breaking his previous career high of 30 last year against the Utah State Junior Varsity. At the angle, Jim Heaps looks for help. Clears it out in front to Terry Drake. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. On the right side, it goes to Carl Williams. Williams looks in deep, can't find anybody. Williams clears it out in front to Lewis Reese. Reese, outstanding big man for Central Arizona. Had a big night last night for Central Arizona. Reese was a starter last year as a freshman. Out in front, Vic Benjamin shot deflected, taken out of the air. Deflected by Gramillion, taken out of the air by Rose. Leaves for Craig Hammer. Hammer with the basketball. Wants to get it up quickly to Bruce Hurst. Out of the corner, Hurst, pass, too big for Gramillion, thrown away, turnover by Dixie. Quickly coming the other way, Carl Williams, bounce pass on the angle to Drake, shot up short, partially deflected, taken out by Hammer. Hammer travels. Turnover by Dixie once again, and Dixie struggling a little bit tonight. But the quickness, working hard against Central Arizona into the lineup, comes number 32, Robert Briscoe, a 6'4" freshman for Central Arizona. Briscoe, a young man from Washington High School in Los Angeles. Terry Drake obviously winded after getting those three baskets early. And it's inbounds to Central Arizona. A little confusion on the scorekeeper's part of whether another man can come in. Williams at the left angle. It goes to Briscoe, to Drake in the corner, to Jim Heaps. Heaps starts to make the move. Curls out in front to Williams, but dragging the pivot foot is Heaps. Into the lineup comes number 35, David Schultz, a 6'2 freshman. Going out is Terry Drake, obviously winded, as he's being run ragged up and down the floor. 14:09 left in the first half of play. Dixie and Central Arizona, 9-7. Central Arizona out in front. Slaymaker at the angle to Hammer. Hammer to Gramillion along the baseline. Turnaround jump shot, no good. All alone for the rebound is Briscoe. Briscoe to Williams. On the wing to Heaps. Heaps lays it up. Blocked by Hurst. Foul, Hurst. Hurst went up above Heaps to block it. Picks up the foul with the body. Personal foul number one on Hurst. Team foul number four on Dixie. Four on Central Arizona also. And at the free throw line will be Jim Heaps. Heaps to shoot two. Heaps with one basket tonight for 2 points. 6 out of the 9 points by Terry Drake on field goals. Shot good by Heaps. Make it 10-7. Dixie having problems with their shooting early in this ball game. 10-7. The 3-point lead by Central Arizona. Make it a 4-point lead as Heaps now makes it 11-7. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Hurst loses the dribble in backcourt, needs help, gets it to David Rose. Rose quickly into forecourt. Rose across the 10-second line. Rose looks for help, gets it to Craig Hammer at the point, to Eric Slaymaker. 2-3 zone by Central Arizona. Dixie to attack that zone. Hurst to Slaymaker. Slaymaker to Rose. Rose back to Slaymaker. Slaymaker penetrates. Jump shot from 15. Shot not good. Rebound brought down by number 35, Schultz. Schultz leaves it for Lewis Reese. Quickly into forecourt. Williams at the angle. Reese from 20, short. Rebound into the hands of number 32, Briscoe. Puts it in, but a travel call ahead of time. J.R. Note looks a little frustrated. J.R. Note hollers at Lewis Reese. Hey, Lou, too far out to shoot. 13-18 left in the first half. Dixie stuck at 7 points. A long time. Craig Hammer across the 10-second line to David Rose. Rose looks for help. Out in front of Bruce Hurst. All alone at 20. Hurst shot. Short. Rebound brought down by Hammer with the right hand. Soft. Not good. Rebound brought down by number 32. Briscoe and personal foul to Craig Hammer. Hammer with personal foul number 2. Team foul number 5. And Dixie having some problems with the basket to the east. Cannot get the layups to fall. Yavapai College had the same problem in the second half tonight in the first ball game. 13 minutes left in the first half, and Dixie has gone about 4 minutes without scoring. Cross court, it goes to Briscoe. At the point, to Williams, to Lewis Reese, to the baseline. Reese jump shot, good, and Lewis Reese gives Central Arizona a 6-point lead, 13-7. Central Arizona staying in front of Dixie. Dixie shooting the problem right now. Eric Slaymaker at the angle, to the baseline, to Bruce Hurst. Hurst out in front to Rich Gramillion. Gramillion, lob pass in deep to Hammer. Hammer lays it up and in. Assist from Gramillion, basket to Hammer, 4 points. Lead pass coming the other way, long jump shot, Schultz good, and Dave Schultz answers in kind. 15-9, 6-point lead by Central Arizona. Hurst to Eric Slaymaker. Slaymaker backing away from trouble, now Slaymaker almost loses the basketball, gets it to Rose instead. Rose at the angle to Bruce Hurst. Hurst looks for help, makes the drive, out in front to Craig Hammer. Hammer at the angle to Eric Slaymaker. Slaymaker along the baseline to Hurst. Head fakes. Whirls over. Heaps. Hangs. Will not fall. Rebound brought down by Reese. Dixie getting one shot and one shot only and not hitting that one shot right now. Williams goes around Slaymaker. Jump shot over the basket. Rebound Hurst. Baseball pass to Rose along the sideline. Save to Slaymaker. Slaymaker lays it up and in. A sloppy fast break, Mankey Dixie. That breaks it down to a 15-11 lead for Central Arizona. Assist to Rose the hard way, trying to save a ball from going out of bounds. Out in front, Heaps trying to go around Hurst. Cannot to Williams at the point. Williams on the right side. Reese all alone at 20. Shot short. Rebound brought down by Hammer. Hammer tears it out to Bruce Hurst. Leaves for Eric Slaymaker. 11:20 left in the first half. Slaymaker across the 10-second line with a left-handed dribble at the angle to Craig Hammer. Hammer out in front to Rose. Dixie working hard. Rose starts to drive down the keyhole. Lays it up hard. Will not go. Foul on Schultz or Reese. Which one? It looks to Reese. Reese raised his hand, but I'm not sure if the official is not going to give it to Schultz. It is going to go to Reese after all. Reese with personal foul number one. Some more substitutions. Back into the lineup, Terry Drake after a breather. Into the lineup for the first time, Carter Pittman, a 6-foot, 2-inch freshman. Into the lineup for Dixie, Brad Heaps to replace Eric Slaymaker. Slaymaker still suffering a little bit from the flu. Heaps into the lineup. Looked good last night in place of Slaymaker at the free throw line. Shooting two is Dave Rose. Rose 1-for-2 tonight. First shot is up. Soft. Hangs. Will not fall. 1-for-3. Rose. 15-11. Dixie doing a lot of things well except being able to put the ball through the hoop tonight. That's the big problem right now. So red hot last night. Second shot up and good by Rose. Rose relaxes and puts it in. 4 points to Dave Rose, 12 points to Dixie, but 15 for Central Arizona. Drake out of the corner, jump shot, short, rebound. Craig Hammer. Hammer, all alone there. Cleared out a few people to get that rebound. Quickly into forecourt to Rose. Ball knocked away from Rose. Pass intended for Guerrilla, knocked away, picked up by Carl Williams. Williams lays it up and in, and Carl Williams' pass break the other way. Central Arizona running with Dixie right now. Brad Heaps goes around Carl Williams. Heaps quickly into forecourt. Goes to the high post to Rich Gramillion. Gramillion looks for help. Into the corner to Rose. 3-second violation or personal foul away from the basket. Pointing to Bruce Hurst. I think we're going to have a moving screen on Hurst. Nope. Yep. Moving screen on Bruce Hurst. Hurst says, what did I do? Duke Durden says you fouled. That's what you did. Turnover by Dixie. 17-12. Central Arizona by 5. And has maintained a lead since they first took it. 3-2. At the angle, number 20 into the lineup for the first time, Richard Davis. Layup by Lewis Reese down the keyhole. Reese broke free and got the layup. 19-12, 7-point lead by Central Arizona. Much different ball club tonight than they played last night. Hammer along the baseline, lays it up over the basket. Rebound on the floor off the hands of Schultz. Last touch by Gramillion out of bounds to Dixie, to Central Arizona. Key problem once again. 19-12. Quickly into forecourt to Reese. Reese goes right to the baseline. Leaves the basketball for number 32, Briscoe. But a 3-second violation coming the other way. Central Arizona turns the ball over. Craig Hammer out of the lineup. Into the lineup comes Tim Fulmer for the first time tonight. A couple of Dixie High grads in at the same time. Bruce Hurst and Tim Fulmer. Rose across the 10-second line on the dribble. Goes to the high post to Gramillion. Back to Tim Fulmer. Fulmer looks for help. At the angle to Brad Heaps. Heaps wants to get the shot. Cannot. Clears it out in front to Rich Gramillion. To Tim Fulmer. Fulmer at the angle to Brad Heaps. Heaps out in front to Dave Rose. Rose at the angle to Bruce Hurst. A little beyond his shooting range. Hurst goes to Gramillion. Hanging on is Lewis Reese. And Dave Rose goes stumbling up court as Lewis Reese, bumping a few people around underneath, trying to get position, picks up personal foul number 2. That's a 16 foul on Central Arizona, 16 fouls on Dixie. Still 19-12, Central Arizona out in front. Not a one-on-one situation. Common foul, out of bounds to Dixie under the own basket. Into the lineup comes number 45, Jim Heaps. Into the lineup comes number 50, Joe Garrett. Garrett, slender young man from East Philadelphia. Garrett. West Philadelphia, I should say. West High School in Philadelphia. Maybe that's in East Philadelphia, but it's in West East Philadelphia. Garrett was a teammate, high school teammate, of Gene Banks of Duke University and Jim Tillman, the number one scorer in Division I basketball at Eastern Arizona. Inbounds to Rose. Jump shot, good! Rose with a basket. Makes it 19-14. Central Arizona with a lead at the point. Goes Richard Davis. To Carter Pittman. Pittman at the angle to Joe Garrett from way out. Garrett drops it in. Good shooter. Garrett makes it 21-14, seven-point lead. Quickly into forecourt to Hurst. Hurst all alone out of the corner. Left hands it up and in. Bruce Hurst with the southpaw shot, 21-16, Central Arizona. And if Dixie can get hot, Central Arizona and Dixie are going to be in for quite a tussle tonight. At the angle, Garrett drives, puts it up short, rebound on the floor, picked up by Jim Heaps. Heaps goes to Richard Davis. Davis out in front, goes to the left angle to Schultz, into the corner to Garrett. Garrett has an ocean against Gramillion, doesn't take the shot. Making the move is Pittman. Layup, bank shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Gramilla, knocked away by Heaps and put up short. Rebound brought down by Fulmer, right to the floor. Fulmer scoots it out of bounds, off the hands of Fulmer. Bruce Hurst points at Central Arizona's Dave Schultz and says, hey, it touched his foot out of bounds. Out of the lineup comes Carter Pittman. Inbounds pass, knocked away by Hurst, out of bounds again. Duke Durton over to talk to Neil Roberts. Roberts giving Duke Durton an earful with 8:45 left in the first half. Not a whole bunch of scoring by Dixie. Central Arizona 21, Dixie 16. Inbounds comes to Garrett. Garrett lays it up, deflected by Gramillion. In the air, taken away by Bruce Hurst. Hurst outlet pass to Brad Heaps. Fast break, lob pass to Rose. Puts it up on the fly, no good. Rebound off the hands of Dixie, picked up by Schultz. Lead pass through the hands of Heaps. Central Arizona throws it away. Dixie wants to slow it down just a little bit. Get the good basket this time. Down by just 5, 21-16. Central Arizona by 5, 8:29 left in the first half. Wow, what a game. Dave Rose looks for help. Looks for help. Bounce pass goes to Bruce Hurst. Hurst trying to find somebody. Gets Rich Gramillion at the top of the key. Gramillion on the left side to Tim Fulmer. Fulmer looks for help. Now gets the move. Starts the move on the dribble. Shovel pass finally goes to Brad Heaps in the corner. Heaps out in front to Dave Rose. Rose from 20. Good. Rose starting to put it down. 8 points. Cuts the margin to 3. 21-18. Central Arizona out in front. At the top of the key, number 42, Kerwin Lee into the lineup for the first time tonight. Lee with the basketball into the corner. Joe Garrett. Garrett can shoot from out. Rich Gramillion has to go out against him. Garrett gets around Gramillion, lays it up and banks it in. Joe Garrett. Big center. Puts it in, makes it 23-18, five-point lead by Central Arizona. Heaps gets away from his man. Bounce pass into corner to Hurst. Hurst, hook pass out in front to Gramillion. Gramillion lays it up, blocked by Garrett, into the hands of Hurst. Jump shot short. Rebound brought down by Kerwin Lee and Fulmer on the back of Lee. Personal foul, Fulmer. Joe Garrett, shot-blocking phenomenon. Blocked that one away from Gramillion. Dixie struggling on offense. At the free throw line to shoot, 1-1, Kerwin Lee. Lee, a 6'3" freshman out of Dorsey High School in Los Angeles. 7:25 left in the first half, and Dixie has not scored a whole bunch. In 10 minutes of play, Dixie has scored 11 points, and that's their best stretch so far. Shot banked in by Kerwin Lee. 24-18, six-point lead by Central Arizona. Kerwin Lee. Second shot is up and no good. Rebound brought down by Tim Fulmer. Fulmer looks for help. Pass into forecourt. No good. Travel by Fulmer. Fulmer pleading with the bench. Craig Hammer gets off the bench and Fulmer will be coming out. Hammer back in. Turnover by Dixie. 7:23 left in the first half and Fulmer to the sidelines. Inbounds comes to number 20, Richard Davis. Davis at a guard position. At the angle to Terry Drake back into the lineup to Jim Heaps out in front. To Davis along the baseline, Terry Drake jump shot, good, and Drake puts in a career shot. Drake with four baskets, make it 26-18, 8-point lead. A lot of substitutions for Central Arizona. Into the lineup comes number 25, Carl Williams. Going out is Richard Davis, and Central Arizona trying to keep the fresh troops in there to go against Dixie. Heaps to Rose. Rose cannot hang on to it. Off his hands, out of bounds. Dixie turns it over again. Dixie looking ragged, trying to force the offense. The shots will not fall, and Coach Neil Roberts desperately trying to find a group that can shoot tonight. 6:55 left in the first half. Central Arizona with a basketball. Garrett out in front. It goes to Williams, to Lee. Turnover as Lee drags the pivot foot. Into the lineup comes Eric Slaymaker. Slaymaker goes in place of David Rose. Give Rose a breather. Slaymaker and Heaps in at the backcourt positions. Heaps in backcourt. Midcourt pressure by Central Arizona. Heaps goes right to the baseline, lays it up. Blocked shot by Drake. Drake ran over his own man. Jim Heaps blocked out of bounds. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Central Arizona playing tough defense right now. As Drake and Heaps collided to block that shot by Brad Heaps. Hurst to inbounds to Craig Hammer. Hammer wants the shot, can't take it, to Eric Slaymaker. Back to Hammer. Central Arizona juiced up on defense right now. Lewis Reese back into the lineup. Slaymaker looking for help. Brad Heaps from outside. Good! Brad Heaps, first basket of the night. Cuts the margin to 6, 26-20. 6:27 left in the first half. Drake in the corner, clears it out in front to Williams. Cross court to Reese, back out to Williams at the angle. Joe Garrett trying to go around Gramillion, goes around Gramillion and lays it up and in. Joe Garrett, super quick and big, can jump. 28-20. Central Arizona with the lead at the angle. It goes to Craig Hammer, in deep to Gramillion. Head fakes, goes up over Garrett. Shot no good. Rebound, one shot only. Here comes Terry Drake to Carl Williams. Williams on the fast break, pulls up short at the free throw line. Shot blocked by Slaymaker, picked up by Williams. Cross court, it goes to Reese. Reese right to the baseline, wants to take the shot, does not. Central Arizona getting into the swing of things, going with a fast pace that they played with last year. Cross court, it goes to Joe Garrett. Pass in deep, intended for Reese, knocked away by Hammer. Good defense by Hammer. 28-20, Central Arizona with the 8-point lead. 5:40 left in the first half. Just a reminder, the Burger King Hoop Shoot, KDXU Burger King Hoop Shoot at halftime. And we'll tell you about the first ball game's Hoop Shoot. Long jump shot, Lewis Reese out of the corner. Makes it a 10-point lead, 30-20, quickly into forecourt. Craig Hammer with the basketball. Hammer cross court to Brad Heaps. Heaps looks for help. Wants to get it to somebody. Finally gets it to Eric Slaymaker. Slaymaker to Gramillion. Out away from the basket. Gramillion cross court to Heaps. Heaps bounce pass to Eric Slaymaker to Hammer. All alone at 18. Hammer good. Craig Hammer with but his third basket of the night. Central Arizona trying to close down things. Quickly. The pass goes to Terry Drake. Cross court to Joe Garrett. Makes the move. Travels. Garrett with a long jump shot. 5:03 left in the ball game. Garrett traveled before he got that shot up. Turnover by Central Arizona, 30-22. Gordon Anderson gets off the bench for Dixie. Will be in soon. Slaymaker down the sidelines to Rich Gramillion. Gramillion out in front to Brad Heaps. Heaps looks for help. Into the corner to Hammer. Hammer in deep to Gramillion. Turn around, reaching in. Garrett. Garrett knocks it out of bounds. Quick hands by Garrett. Into the lineup, Gordon Anderson for the first time tonight. Going out is Rich Gramillion. 4:49 left in the first half, 30-22. Central Arizona by 8. Gramillion gets a hand as he goes to the sidelines. Gordon Anderson trying to get a little more offense into the lineup. A little more of an offensive ball player. Inbounds to Heaps out of the corner. Jump shot too long. Rebound brought down by Lewis Reese in front of Hurst. Reese quickly into forecourt. Looks for help. Gets it to Williams at the left angle to Jim Heaps. Heaps, outstanding ball player. Cross court, it goes to Drake. Out of the corner, Lewis Reese. Jump shot, no good. Long rebound goes to Heaps. Jump shot, Heaps, good. Jim Heaps with his second basket. Central Arizona by 10 again, 32-22. And Central Arizona will not fold. They are hanging tough to Dixie, and Dixie cannot shoot. In deep to Anderson. Ball knocked away, stolen by Williams. On the floor, picked up by Terry Drake. And Dixie in for a long night. Carl Williams to Lewis Reese to the baseline. Reese drives. Personal foul on whom? It's Slaymaker, it looks like. Reaching in. We'll double check. Yes, it is. Slaymaker reaching in. Got him across the wrist. Personal foul by Slaymaker. Timeout with 4:14 left in the first half of play. Central Arizona 32, Dixie 22. Back in 60.
Dixie Realtors. We bring home buyers and sellers together. That's because Dixie Realtors is on the map. The Homes for Living map. You know a lot has to happen before the closing handshake on a real estate transaction, and we make it happen. Dixie Realtors.
Homes for living.
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 Whether you're looking for a buyer or looking for a home, see Dixie Realtors. We're on the map.
Don't waste any more time winterizing your car. Visit Dixie Lube Center at your earliest opportunity, and they'd be happy to check your car for you. And if you're tired of waiting around service stations, forget the hassle. Stop in at Dixie Lube Center and have your car serviced. They'll check all the vital parts, lube the chassis, change the oil and filter, all for $14.95. Take good care of your car by keeping it in excellent condition. Take it to Dixie Lube Center, right across from Poor Richard.
32-22, Central Arizona with a 10-point lead, and Central Arizona to the free throw line. Remember the Burger King Hoop Shoot at halftime. I thought we had a winner in the first ball game. Rex Winterton says, no, you just thought you had a winner. We didn't have a winner. Thought we gave away 145 Whoppers, and we didn't. Well, we'll talk about it at halftime again when we shoot for 10 Whoppers from Burger King or 145 Whoppers from Burger King. And we'll explain that at halftime. Lewis Reese to shoot two. Reese at the free throw line. Outstanding night. Hits the first one. Make it an 11-point lead by Central Arizona. And Dixie in the process of getting blown off the floor right now. With 4:14 left in the first half, Central Arizona playing much tougher than they did last night. Second shot up and good by Central Arizona's Lewis Reese. 8 points to Reese. 34-22 lead, 12-point lead by Central Arizona, and full court pressure. Hammer, lob pass over the head of Rose. Out of bounds, and almost out of bounds, stolen by Central Arizona. Garrett, bounce pass goes to Heaps. Heaps with a running hook shot, good, and Central Arizona with a 14-point lead. 36-22, Dixie in the process of collapsing right now. Eric Slaymaker directing people around the press by Central Arizona, bothering, ball stolen, Terry Drake, jump shot from five, no good, rebound Drake, hook shot, no good, rebound off the hands of Anderson, reaching in is Greg Hammer, third personal foul on Hammer. And to the free throw line goes Carl Williams or Terry Drake. Terry Drake to the free throw line. It's amazing what a lack of scoring ability. Dixie couldn't buy a basket early, and now things are coming crushing down on the Rebel fortunes. Into the lineup comes Boyle, going out with 6 points and three personal fouls is Craig Hammer. Hammer coming off a 34-point night last night. Drake at the free throw line. Drake with 8 points on four baskets, shooting one and one. First one is good. Central Arizona, now 7-for-8 from the free throw line as a team. Drake to shoot again. Shot is up and no good. Rebound high in the air is Anderson. Anderson outlet pass to Slaymaker. Lead pass over the heads of Rose. Rose trying to catch up with it. Travels. The pass is just not there, and Dixie struggling. Turnover once again by the Rebels as Central Arizona has Dixie on the run. Central Arizona has the Rebels right where they want them right now. Williams to Reese at the angle, out in front to Terry Drake. Drake to Reese at the left angle. Reese makes the move. Jump shot from 15 over the basket. Rebound tapped up, no good. Rebound, Brad Boyle, foul Joe Garrett. Garrett with personal foul number one. And Boyle to shoot one and one. Needs the first to get the second. 15-point lead by Central Arizona. 37 to Dixie's 22. And we have 3:22 left in the first half. Not a whole bunch of time. Dixie's offense has been virtually nil tonight. Got some good shots early and couldn't make them drop. Central Arizona got some good shots and hit them. And the confidence has just swung from Dixie to Central Arizona. Shot by Boyle. Good. Boyle makes it 37-23. Brad Boyle at the free throw line. Second shot by Boyle. The shot is good. Boyle with his first 2 points of the night. Make it a 37-24, 13-point lead by Central Arizona. Carl Williams quickly into forecourt. It goes into the corner to Terry Drake. Drake trying to find Garrett. Gets it to Garrett. Garrett against Anderson. Lob pass in deep to Reese. Shot up, no good, but foul by Boyle. Boyle's second personal foul. Central Arizona getting good position, and Dixie a half a step slow. Looking just as slow tonight as they looked quick last night. And Lewis Reese at the free throw line. 37-24, 13-point lead. Reese to shoot one and one. First shot is good by Reese. Reese now 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Make it 38-24. Lewis Reese, second shot is up and in and out. No good. Rebound Gordon Anderson. 38-24, 14-point lead. David Rose across the 10-second line on the dribble. Pass on the left side goes to Brad Boyle. Dixie with the basketball. Bruce Hurst out in front. Hurst looks for help. Wants to get it to somebody. Can't find anybody. Now gets it to David Rose. Right to the basket. Driving the baseline. Shot no good. Foul by Terry Drake. Drake bumping him with a body. Second personal foul by Drake into the free throw line. To shoot one and one will be Dave Rose. Rose 2-for-4 tonight from the free throw line. Total of 8 points. Into the lineup comes Schultz. Going out is Terry Drake. Danny Schultz. 6'2" swing man. Rose at the free throw line. 2:54. Left in the first half of this ball game, a 38-24, 14-point lead. Rose shot good. David Rose now has 9 points, 38-25. Dixie, with less than 3 minutes left in the first half, finally hits the 25-point mark. Rose, second shot is up and good. Rose now at 10 points. Dixie trying to put on some pressure. 12-point lead by Central Arizona, 38-26. Williams quickly into forecourt. Whirls, bounce pass, almost stolen. Reese goes right to the baseline. Jump shot, Reese, good. Lewis Reese, good ball player, now has 11 points on the night. Hurst comes right back to the baseline, looking for the shot, cannot get it. Hurst trying to find somebody, now goes to the corner, takes a left-handed shot and hits it. Bruce Hurst, second basket of the night, cuts it down to a 12-point margin, 40-28. Carl Williams coming across the 10-second line, gets around Slaymaker, driving, lays it up, no good. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Schultz, turned around with the right hand, good. Rebounds when Dixie is there, goes over their heads. Rose coming right back, goes to the baseline against Schultz. Rose in deep to Anderson, turned around, blocked by Garrett. On the floor, picked up by Rose. Rose out in front to Hurst. Hurst gets away from Ray's shot, good. Hurst from 10 cuts the margin to 12, 42-30 once again. 1:56 left in the first half. Williams down the sidelines, trying to find somebody. Gets it out in front to Lewis Reese. Dixie getting hot just before the end of the first half. To Garrett, trying to go around Anderson. Drives, puts up the shot. Garrett travels. Garrett complains. Officials call it traveling anyway. Vic Benjamin into the lineup. Benjamin to replace Garrett. Garrett to sit down on the side, along the bench. A minute 46. Left in the first half, 42-30. Dixie down by 12. Central Arizona out in front. Slaymaker against a man-to-man defense. Looks for help. Slaymaker trying to find somebody. Gets Boyle at the angle. Boyle looks for help. Drives to the baseline. Boyle, hook pass into the corner to Rose. Rose all alone. Head fakes. Can't get the shot away. Jump pass in deep to Anderson. Too short. Picked up by Schultz. Stolen by Vic Benjamin. Here comes Williams at the angle. It goes to Heaps. Heaps with the right hand. Shot good. Jim Heaps. Jim Heaps with his 10th point of the night. 44-30. Lead pass to Brad Boyle. Boyle looks for help to Slaymaker. Slaymaker trying to find somebody. Hurst in the corner. Has a notion. Wants to go against Heaps. Hurst makes the move to Rose out in front. A minute four left in the first half. Boyle starts to make the offensive move. To Slaymaker in the corner. Jump shot. Slaymaker shot short. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Williams. Basket hanging is Reese. Reese slam dunk. Central Arizona 46, Dixie 30. A 16-point lead and the Rebels are being blown off the floor. Eric Slaymaker at the top of the key. Goes to the left side. Hurst. Hurst from 22. Good. Hurst, bombshell from way out, cuts the margin to 14, 46-32, 30 seconds left. Central Arizona may go for the final shot. Reese out in front to Williams. Williams against Slaymaker. Looking for help, gets it to Reese, 23 seconds left. Reese backing away from trouble. Central Arizona wants the last shot, wants to take a 16-point lead. Williams starts to drive, gets around Slaymaker, driving is Williams. Travel by Williams. J.R. Note cannot believe it, and believe it or not, neither can I. It looked like Anderson reaching in. But a travel call on Carl Williams. 14 seconds left. Slaymaker across the 10-second line with 10 seconds left in the first half. Hurst looks for help. Can't find anybody. Ball knocked away by Heaps. Hurst gets it. 6 seconds left. Hurst, 4 seconds. In deep to Boyle. Hook shot. No good. Rebound Williams. Halftime score. Central Arizona 46. Dixie 32. Back in 2 minutes.
It's come off the bench in relief of Eric Slaymaker. He also scored 2 points. Dave Rose, who's had probably the biggest scoring evening thus far for the Rebels, scored 6 points in the first quarter and 4 for 6 from the free throw line here in the second quarter with a total of 10 points. Rich Gamillion has come off the bench. So actually, he started, but was replaced in there by Gordon Anderson. He, too, also has 2 points. Bruce Hurst, who also come off the bench. Coach Roberts trying to find a winning punch out here. Bruce Hurst has a total right now of 8 points in the first half. And Craig Hammer, who's having not near the excellent night that he had last night, who had a total of 34 points last night, tonight has a total of only 6 points. Tim Fulmer come into the game, played for approximately 2 or 3 minutes, and he, too, did not score. We'll be back in just 60 seconds with the second half play and the halftime activities. The rebounding has been a big, big factor here in the first half. Dixie's failing to get that second and third shot after their initial shot with Arizona coming up with the rebound. Right now, Central Arizona leads in the rebound jumping department, 21 to only 12. 12 rebounds only for Dixie here in the first half. And, of course, we have to credit Central Arizona's fine defense with 16 turnovers that they have caused Dixie to have here in the first half. Central Arizona, a very fine coach team with Coach Jay Arnett from Arizona State when he used to play for the Sun Devils. Got his teams out here. They're all chanting right now. And they're ready to go. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Carl Williams, Jim Heaps, Lewis Reese, and Vic Benjamin for Central Arizona. For Dixie College, Rich Gramillion, Brad Heaps, Bruce Hurst, Craig Hammer, and Dave Rose. Trying to get some offense into the lineup. The tap controlled by Dixie. Brad Heaps to Bruce Hurst from the baseline. Hurst, good! Bruce Hurst with points 9 and 10 cuts the margin to 12, and Dixie needs some points in a hurry. Carl Williams at the angle. It goes to Lewis Reese. Reese looks in deep, can't find anybody. Bounce pass out in front to Carl Williams. Williams at the point. It goes to Vic Benjamin. Benjamin in deep. Reaching in is Craig Hammer. Personal foul number 4. Hammer in the wrong place at the wrong time. Hammer in big trouble. Neil Roberts with his coat off. Gets it to Fred Trovato. Trovato to come in for Craig Hammer. Hammer with 4 personal fouls. Roberts beside himself with frustrations. Trovato to inbounds. Dixie definitely flat. Inbounds to Drake. Shot good. Terry Drake out of the corner. Answers in kind. Points 9 and 10. Pass into forecourt to Bruce Hurst. Hurst all alone under the basket. Rose puts a shot up. Blocked out of bounds by Central Arizona. Lewis Reese. Great defense to take it out of bounds. Dixie to inbounds. Down by 14. 48 to 34. You don't make it all up at one shot. In deep. It comes to Trovato, knocked out of bounds by Drake. Central Arizona, tough on defense. Dixie trying to get more motion, get more action. Get the shots to fall for a change. Hurst to inbounds. Lob pass out in front of Brad Heaps. Heaps into the corner to Dave Rose. Rose looks for help. Lob pass out in front of Brad Heaps. Brad Heaps to Bruce Hurst. Hurst to Brad Heaps. In deep to Gramillion. To the basket. Good! Gramillion had the pass deflected, but picked it up anyway and put it back up and in. 48 to 36. Out in front, Lewis Reese. Long jump shot, too long. Rebound into the hands of Reese. Knocked away, picked up by Carl Williams. Central Arizona.